Time now for us to bring in former United States Senator George Lemieux. You could follow him on Twitter at George_Lemieux. Good morning, Senator. Hope you had a good weekend.
Thank you very much, Manny. Good to talk to you. Hope you had a nice weekend as well.
We did as well. Lots to talk about this week. Let's start off actually talking about Facebook and their oversight board basically punting on the company's decision to ban former President Donald Trump while giving them 6 months to explain why his suspension should or shouldn't be indefinite. Your reaction to the ruling, one, and do you think this decision or lack of decision is going to push Congress to take some action against all of these tech giants?
I sure hope it does. I mean, the idea that a private company is going to regulate speech and stop people from speaking based upon the content of what they're saying is outrageous. And, you know, Facebook has admitted, their co-chair of the Oversight Committee admitted this week that their rules are in a shambles. They can't even understand their own rules. So to me, these tech giants are way too big. They have monopolistic power, and it's even more dangerous when they're controlling speech. And for those who don't like President Trump, imagine if they were doing this to someone on the left that, you know, people who are of that persuasion like better. So it's just way too much power in corporate hands, and I think it needs to be addressed. I think ultimately the Justice Department, through its antitrust division, is going to go after Facebook and others for having too much monopolistic power.
And this does seem like something where there's bipartisan support on Capitol Hill to take action on, doesn't it?
It does, and I think you're going to see something. And if you look at the picks that Joe Biden has put in the Justice Department, there's a lot of people who have very strong antitrust credentials, and I expect that you're going to see litigation against these big tech giants.
Yeah, I watched an interview on Firing Line the other night. Senator Amy Klobuchar, obviously a big proponent of cracking down on these antitrust issues. So we'll see if it goes anywhere. Let's move on to the battle over the direction of the Republican Party. It looks like Wednesday now will be the day maybe that the House Republicans hold a vote to remove Liz Cheney from her leadership role because of her continued statements against former President Trump's claims about the November election, January 3rd. I think one of the interesting things about this is the thin line that many Republicans are walking when discussing the issues surrounding her situation. How do you feel about this whole thing, removing her from her role because she continues to speak out against the former president?
Well, there's two things I want to say about it, Manny. One is that this is really not just about President Trump. It's also about Kevin McCarthy as the leader of the Republican Party in the House. And when you're in the House, as opposed to being in the Senate, it's a top-down driven organization. And the speaker, or the leader in this case, they set the rules. And no leader is going to put up in the House with somebody who's in their leadership chain, who's articulating a message that's not the message that the leader wants. Mm-hmm. So whether it was about President Trump or whether it was about some other policy issue, the fact that Liz Cheney is not carrying Kevin McCarthy's banner in terms of the issues he wants to address, that's why people fall out of these leadership positions. It is a loyalty-based system, and the leader sets the rules. The second thing I think that's interesting about this is that look how far the Republican Party has changed. Stefanik, who's going to come in to replace Cheney, came into the House not too long ago as a Paul Ryan follower.
Right.
That was the Romney-Ryan party, the George W. Bush party. That party is over. I mean, all remnants basically of that Republican Party do not exist anymore. And I think as we look back in terms of how politics has changed and how the Republican Party has changed, it's worth noting how far they've come, how quickly they've come that way.
And nearly all of them, including, I watched Congressman Jim Jordan over the weekend echo basically what you said, that you can't have somebody within the party criticizing the party leadership, in this case, former President Trump. Do you, with your history in the Republican Party, do you believe that Donald Trump is still the leader of the party, and are you comfortable with that?
No, I think the Republican Party is searching for new leadership, but Donald Trump has an inordinate amount of influence. We've never had an ex-president so involved especially after they lost the election. You think back to George H.W. Bush or Jimmy Carter. You didn't see them being very involved in politics after they were there. So, yes, I do think the Republican Party is looking for new leadership. I think people like Governor DeSantis are the emblem of that new leadership, but the party has not yet shifted to who's next.
Finally, speaking of Governor DeSantis, the decision by the governor and the legislature, obviously, to ban so-called vaccine passports. NCL's CEO said that they're likely going to look elsewhere to begin their cruising. Maybe some of the other companies will follow suit. Unfortunately, will that decision end up hurting business in the state and our economy in the long run more than it'll help it?
Well, the cruise ship industry is having some challenges with the federal government, too. They don't like the CDC guidelines. Florida is the cruise ship, undisputed cruise ship capital of the world. More cruises leave from Miami, Port Everglades, and Port Canaveral than any other place in the world. I think it's like one in seven of all cruises leave from Florida. This is going to get worked out. There are negotiations underway between Governor DeSantis' office and the cruise ship companies, as well as with Washington. I think they're going to get this figured out.
I hope so. Senator, always a pleasure having you join us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks so much, Manny. Take care.